On this Sunday show, we'll talk Brandon Overton hunting the front, Ethan Dodson's next ride, David Gravel versus Buddy Kofoid, high limit losing a full-timer, and much more. Let's go. It's Sunday, April 14th. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily presented by Kubota Genuine Parts. New stickers hit the Dirt Tracker merch store back on Friday. The new Daily Show logo featuring Kubota has been made into a sticker. You can actually see the logo on the screen, but also this is what the sticker looks like. You can grab one now with your Dirt Tracker t-shirt order. You can browse the merch store anytime over at shop.dirttracker.com. Also, we dropped some new content on Saturday afternoon. That was yesterday with a fresh episode of the Rico Rundown. We dive into Rico's last 2 weeks racing against the World of Outlaws and his record-breaking win. The episode features highlights, behind-the-scenes photos and video clips, and plenty of commentary from Rico himself. You can find the full episode here on the Dirt Tracker YouTube channel or on Rico's Facebook page. We'll kick this Sunday show off with updates to a few stories we've been following here lately. First, I mentioned last week that I was curious if Brandon Overton would eventually sign on to chase any Dirt Late Model Championships in 2024, and we got our answer back on Friday. In lead up to the Hunt the Front Super Dirt Series race at Alltech, the series announced that Overton had indeed signed on to chase the $50,000 championship. We already knew that Overton wouldn't be back with Lucas as the team had decided to go back to chasing money this year, but the Hunt the Front schedule provides the chance to still do plenty of picking and choosing, while also racing for a title on a more relaxed schedule. Overton had won the season opener at Talladega and grabbed a third and a fourth this weekend at Alltech. With three races complete, Overton leads the championship over Chris Ferguson and Corey Hedgecock. This Hunt the Front group of full-timers is already incredibly stacked, and Overton just basically adds to that. For just a bunch of YouTubers, these guys have done an incredible job building what is easily the deepest field in regional late model racing, and it definitely rivals the two national tours at this point. And since we're on the subject, Weekend Hunt the Front wins went to Carson Ferguson back on Friday, and Joseph Joyner led flag to flag last night for the $15,000 score. The series is back in a few weeks at Smoky Mountain Speedway for another $15,000 to win race. The other update is about the future for Ethan Dodson. It was announced last week that Dodson and Coltman Farms Racing had parted ways, but Dodson was in action over the weekend with the World of Outlaws at the Illini 100. He was back in a car owned by Chris Bragg, who he'd driven for before getting the ride with Coltman Farms. The team told Dirt on Dirt they are unsure of their schedule going forward, but that this would not affect their deal to run Logan Seavey in the races already planned for him. Dodson had finishes of 25th and 24th at Farmer City. Speaking of Farmer City as well, those weekend Illini 100 wins went to Nick Hoffman and Bobby Pierce. Hoffman and Pierce had a wild last lap moment on Friday, after Hoffman got tight on the cushion in turn three and allowed Pierce to get on alongside. Hoffman ended up throttling it up and leaving the track surface Dukes of Hazzard style to beat Pierce back to the finish by just 72 one-thousandths of a second. Pierce ended up dominating the feature last night after taking the lead from Chris Madden on lap 12. Headed to Thunder Hill and Talladega this week, Brandon Shepard is still the World of Outlaws championship leader by 24 points over Madden. Pierce is back into the top 10 in the standings thanks to his win and a second. He's 122 back. We'll continue to follow this march back up through the standings after the tire penalties. Also at Farmer City, two nights of Extreme Outlaw Midgets. Ryan Timms, your winner on Friday, with Ashton Torgerson leading all but one lap on Saturday night for his first series score. Kenneth McIntosh, still the championship leader with the series going quiet now until May 10th at Humble. Weekend World of Outlaws sprint car wins at Peebly went to David Gravel and Donnie Schatz. Gravel led flag to flag on Friday, but was challenged here and there by Buddy Kofoid. We'll get back to those two in a second. Last night, Schatz bounced back from a poor qualifying effort to bag the night's victory. He was 20th in time trials, nearly half a second down, and he mentioned post-race that he was animated at his crew in the aftermath back at the truck. That motivational speech worked, though, as Schatz went 5th to 2nd in his heat to make the dash, and even though he backed up in the dash, was able to go 4th to the lead by lap 11 in the main event. Schatz continues to look like the guy we saw back in 2019, and before that, with an average finish in the 5s and sitting 2nd in the standings. Hat tip as well to Bill Balog. Great weekend for the North Pole Nightmare. Continues to be fast. Two other notes. Did you happen to notice that little dust-up between Gravel and Kofoid last night? Kofoid threw a slider at Gravel late that did not clear, and I have no idea how Gravel didn't end up crashed. He somehow didn't smoke the turn two wall, was able to keep the car running, and recover to still end up finishing fourth. We didn't get to see the whole thing on Dirt Vision afterwards, but Johnny Gibson pointed out that Gravel and Kofoid then exchanged pleasantries post-checkered flag. There's definitely plenty of intensity in sprint car racing this season, and I'm sure this isn't the last time this is going to happen. Gravel is going to be on the wheel all season trying to win this championship, and Kofoid is trying to dig out of the hole they are in following that opening stretch at Volusia. Eight straight top tens, though, for Kofoid at the moment, and Gravel hasn't finished worse than fifth in seven straight races. The Outlaws head for Paducah and Hobstadt next weekend. I talked back on Thursday about this being the first weekend of High Limit and the Outlaws head-to-head, and neither seemed to be worse for the wear in car count. The Outlaws actually had more cars at Peevely than they did last season with 41 and 37 the two nights. And after there were rumblings of guys saying they weren't coming back to Texas after the Power iRacing the weekend before, High Limit ended up with 37 last night at the TMS Dirt Track. The surface ended up with some character, especially in the feature, but it didn't stop us from seeing four lead changes among three drivers. Anthony Macri came out on top, getting by Tyler Courtney inside 10 to go. It was career High Limit win at number two for Macri, with Sunshine settling for second and Brad Sweet third. We did see a couple of really big crashes, including a friend of the show, Zach Hampton, who had something break on the Shop House 17 late in his heat race. Big bummer for him. He's okay, but he did go for a huge ride. And Wayne Johnson was injured in a crash during the B main, and it was initially feared he had broken his arm, but the team shared early this morning that there is no fracture and that he had been discharged from the hospital. Tyler Courtney maintains the series points lead headed to RPM Speedway tonight. So more High Limit racing coming today if you are looking for some sprint car action. One other High Limit note, it appears as though they have lost their first full-timer. Connor Morrell was at Attica last night in the Mark Daly-owned 28M and not in Texas. He ended up third in B main number two. Morrell was an all-star full-timer in 2023 and had signed on with High Limit for this season. He started with finishes of 24th and 20th at East Bay and had a 24th at Golden Isles on the second night. He actually sat out the feature on night one at Golden Isles after a tough hit in his heat race. With such a stacked field, Morrell was going to be up against it with High Limit all season anyway. We'll see if the other Mark Daly car with Cap Henry remains on track to challenge for the midweek championship. At Lucas Oil Speedway for the opening MLRA weekend, Jonathan Davenport could not be stopped. He led all 100 feature laps over Friday and Saturday night's events to take home $27,000. Ricky Thornton Jr. was second in both features. That's now three wins in his past five dirt late model appearances for Davenport, which includes that Lucas win at Atomic a few weeks ago. The MLRA season continues this week with races at Cedar County and 34 Raceway. Other weekend late model winners included Christian Hanger and Dale McDowell with the Southern All-Stars, Dylan Brown in crate action at Cochrane, and Ross Robinson won the weekly show at Port Royal. Kevin Thomas Jr. was the USAC Sprint Car winner at the Justin Owen Memorial at Lawrenceburg last night, with KTJ one of four drivers to lead laps on the night. Brady Bacon and Logan Seavey joined him on the night's podium. Seavey remains the championship leader. Other weekend sprint car winners included Paul Nienheiser with the Sprint Invaders, Devin Borden at Port Royal, Cap Henry at Attica, and Tanner Carrick in 360 action at the Ocean Speedway. Now that's it for the Daily Show today. You do have some dirt racing options, so make sure to check out the streaming schedule over at dirttracker.com/watch tonight. Hope you guys have a great Sunday out there. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.